East Coast Breakfast.
So here's the deal. We have a massive announcement yesterday. We just skipped the stage five load shedding, went straight to six.
I thought it was a joke, honestly.
No. I thought it was.
And you sent the schedule to our presenter team, and I was just like, what the?
Yeah, this is real. So instead of once or twice a day for 2 hours, stage six means three times a day for 2 hours. And it's real. I did get a bit of stage six last night, so I'm going to get stage four today. But the thing that keeps rearing its head is that the coal was either wet or compromised. And I want to get to the bottom of that. But let's do a series of elimination and find out who's actually responsible for the load shedding. So we have Quentin Peter Campbell. He's a professor and director of the School of Chemicals and Minerals Engineering, Northwest University. He obtained his BSc Engineering Metallurgy from University of WITS in 1984 and his MSc in 1996. He joined Goldfields of South Africa as a metallurgist, working at various gold and base metal operations in different technical and management capacities. He joined the School of Chemical and Minerals Engineering, Northwest University, South Africa in 91 as a senior lecturer, and in 96 he became program leader for coal research, coordinating all the coal-related research activities in the faculty. So this would be the go-to guy with coal questions. Good morning, Professor Quentin Campbell.
Good morning, Darren.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure, no problem.
So why, in your considered opinion, why are we experiencing load shedding at such a severe level suddenly?
Everybody would like to blame coal and the weather. Yeah. Unfortunately, it's a little bit more complex than that. There are a couple of factors that would contribute. And the one is really, I think, a maintenance and planning thing. Mm. The sins of the past is starting to catch up on us now. Mm. It's like running a car. You know, if you don't service your car regularly, you can run it, but at some stage, the car is going to break down. Yeah. And then you've got to take it to the garage, and it's going to take 3 or 4 days to fix it. So we're experiencing the consequences of the bad decisions that were taken 10 or so years ago. Mm. Now, with the wet coal as well, I think that's where we're going to. That's really just a straw on a camel's back. So you can't really blame the wet coal. There are systems and there are ways of managing the wet coal.
Yeah.
But if you've got a constrained system like this, really the wet coals are going to push it.
Professor Kerry Miller here. I just have a question as well, though. Why is Eskom not keeping the coal dry? I know that sounds like a ridiculous question, but what we know we get rain. Why don't we have it indoors?
Yes. Well, first of all, I think the obvious answer is, or the obvious solution would be to put a roof over the stockpiles. Just bear in mind
possibly
10,000 or 100,000 tons of stockpiles lying around there.
Yeah.
So that's certainly impractical and very, very, very expensive. So, in general, Eskom is supposed to, their coal handling systems are supposed to handle the wet coal. Mm. It's really not just the wet coal, but it's the other qualities of the coal that can have an impact as well. For instance, if the coal size, the particle size of the rocks, are too small, then it becomes a terrible thing to handle. Very, very fine wet coal is like sticky mud. You chuck it into a truck and it'll stay there. It sticks to it. So the handling problems are the problem. So normally with wet coal, if your coal is a little bit wetter, you can handle it by just pushing more coal into the power station. Mm. Obviously, it's like having a braai with wet firewood. Mm. So you're going to spend and waste a lot of energy on boiling the water away before the coal can get burned. So you're wasting a lot of energy. And by the way, making much more CO2 per energy unit than you would have normally. So usually Eskom has a contract with their suppliers, and the contract says no more than, let's say, between 8% and 10% moisture in the coal or water in the coal.
Mm.
So it goes to them on that contract. So when it's stored at Eskom, that's, I think, when the rain starts affecting it.
All right, so what I get is if we had an optimum system, the wet coal wouldn't be such an issue. But we don't have an optimum system to start with.
No. Professor, it would affect it, but we should be able to handle it.
Yeah. Professor, just quickly, with all your knowledge, as South Africans, should we maybe start looking at alternative green power solutions?
Yes, definitely. This coming from a guy who spent his whole life researching coal, I think it is. It is quite significant.
It's ironic.
We already have a significant amount of renewables in our grid, about four gigawatt out of the 38 gigawatt or 40 gigawatt. Mm. The problem with that is, first of all, it was the cost. I believe the cost is coming down.
Yeah.
It is reliability. Like a day in Potch today, the sun isn't shining.
Mm.
I've got solar on my roof, but it helps nothing at this stage. So reliability is there. But that would be a way to do it, is to go for more renewables. But renewables is not the only option. It's not the only answer. It's not going to be the ultimate answer.
What are the other answers? Quickly, before we get to traffic.
The other answer is that we as consumers must start playing a part as well. If you walk into your office, your aircon has been running the whole night, or your light's been on the whole night.
Yeah.
If you boil a kettle in the morning for your cup of coffee, you boil the entire 1 liter of water and you use 200 mils of that to make coffee. So that is a waste of energy.
Yeah.
And if we can bring the load down or the demand down, it will go a lot into helping, load shedding, because they can only load shed if there's too much energy being used.
Yeah.
So if we can cut the energy being used, and I know it's a little drop in the ocean, but at least it is something that we can do.
Yeah. Professor Quinton Campbell, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and I don't think this load shedding thing is going to go away anytime soon. We've got your number, and we will phone Potchefstroom anytime. we have your number now.
That's a pity.
Thanks, Prof.
Thank you.
Okay. Ciao.
Great, thanks. Nice speaking to you.
You're welcome. Breakfast.